yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom, and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. In this training, I'm going to share the one thing that online yoga business owners should never do when pricing their online course. And I'm saying never on purpose because it's one of those sneaky mistakes that doesn't just make your pricing feel wobbly, it quietly destroys your conversions before a student even gets to the good part of your sales page. And I know that that sounds a little bit dramatic, but if you've ever thought, my course is good, why aren't people buying? Or I keep hearing that I should charge more, but I don't feel ready to do that, then you're exactly who I made this training for. Now, I've helped thousands of yoga teachers to price and sell their courses, and I've generated over $2 million in course sales, which means that I've had a front row seat to the pattern that separates the teachers who can sell out their online courses consistently from the teachers who feel like they're constantly pushing a boulder uphill. And what I've discovered is that pricing is not just about picking a number that you can live with, or a number that makes your nervous system feel calm, or a number that feels fair. Pricing is a psychological decision. And when you understand what makes a student feel safe, clear and confident enough to say yes, you stop guessing and you start pricing like a leader. Because the yoga teachers who consistently sell out their online yoga courses are not the ones with the cheapest courses, and they're not the ones who always have the most content or the most polished branding or the longest sales page or the biggest audience. They're the ones who avoid one critical pricing mistake that kills conversions in a way that looks invisible at first because it disguises itself as humility or kindness or being realistic, when what it really is doing is anchoring your course to your self-worth instead of the value of the transformation that your student is coming for. So I'm going to break down what that mistake is, why it's so common for yoga teachers, how it shows up in three specific ways, and then I'm going to give you a reframe that will immediately change how you think about pricing so that you can choose a number that supports your students to commit, supports you to show up fully, and supports your business to grow without you burning out. So the one thing that online yoga business owners should never do when pricing courses is this. You should never price your course based on what you think you are worth, instead of pricing based on what the transformation is worth to the student. And I want to say this really clearly because I know how personal pricing can feel. Pricing can feel like it exposes you. It can feel like a statement about your experience, your credibility, your value, and your right to take up space. So if you've ever sat there with a blank pricing box on a sales page builder or felt yourself start doing mental gymnastics like, okay, what would people pay? What would feel safe? What would my audience tolerate? What if someone judges me? What if nobody buys? I want you to understand that you're not alone. This is so common, and that's not a you problem. That's a conditioning problem. And it's especially common for yoga teachers because many of you were socialized into service, into self-sacrifice, into caretaking, into a belief that the pure thing to do is to give more and charge less, and that charging means that you're somehow less spiritual or less helpful or less heart-led. But what's really happening here is that when you price based on what you think you're worth, you take the entire focus of the decision and you turn it inward, and you start making the price a reflection of your insecurities, your history with money, your fear of being judged, your fear of being seen as greedy, your fear of being told you're not good enough, your fear that you're not ready yet. And the moment that price becomes a mirror of your internal money story, it stops being an intentional business decision and it turns into an emotional negotiation with yourself. And that's where the three biggest traps show up. So the first trap is what I call the self-worth pricing spiral. And this one catches so many yoga teachers out, even the ones who have incredible teaching skills, incredible frameworks, and students who love them. Now, the self-worth pricing spiral happens when you underprice because you're not pricing the course, you're pricing your own confidence level. So you tell yourself, I'm new to this, so I should charge less. Or I don't have a big audience yet, so I can't charge that. Or I've never launched a course before, so I should keep it cheap. You also make assumptions. People in my community don't have money, or I'm not like those other teachers. And if I was sitting with you on a call right now, I would probably ask you one question that changes everything, which is this. Why are you making the student's buying decision about your insecurity? Because that's what's happening here. You're pre-rejecting your own course on behalf of your students. You're imagining their thoughts, you're predicting their budget, you're deciding what they value, and you're doing it through the lens of your own money story, not through evidence and not through strategy, and not through the real value of the outcome your course creates. And the painful irony is that underpricing does not make it easier to sell. So for many of you, it actually makes it harder because price is not just a number, it's a signal. Price signals what category an offer belongs in, what level of seriousness it requires, and what type of result it's designed to create. So when something is priced too low for the promise that it's making, the student doesn't always think, wow, what a bargain. Often they think, is this going to be basic? Or is this just going to be a bunch of videos? Or is this going to be one of those courses that sounds nice, but actually doesn't change anything and sits in my inbox? And they might not even consciously think those words, but their body feels uncertain and uncertainty kills buying decisions. So when you underprice, you're not being generous. You're often creating a mismatch between the transformation that you're promising and the level of investment that tells the student this is going to work and you're going to show up for it. And I want to add something that so many people miss. Underpricing often creates resentment in you. You might not call it that because you love your students and you love teaching, but the energy starts to shift. You find yourself over-delivering to compensate for the price, and you add more bonuses, you add more calls, you keep throwing in extra support to make yourself feel like you earned the money, and then you end up exhausted, and then you start associating your course with pressure, and then you stop marketing it consistently. And you tell yourself launching is hard, when the truth is that you built an offer that wasn't priced in a way that actually supported you to deliver it sustainably. So the self-worth pricing spiral doesn't just hurt your revenue, it hurts your longevity because it teaches your body that business equals depletion. Now, the second trap is what I call the copycat price ceiling. And this one is an absolute conversion killer because it tricks you into thinking that you're being smart by doing market research, when what you're often doing is anchoring your online course to the most visible, not the most effective. The copycat price ceiling is when you look at what other yoga teachers charge and you try to match it, or worse, you undercut it because you think being cheaper will make you the obvious choice. So you scan Instagram, you look at what people are selling, you see a few prices like $97, $197 or $297, and you think, okay, I guess my course should be around that. Or you see someone selling something similar to yours for $497, you think, well, I'm not at her level, so maybe I should do $197. And I want you to hear me when I say this. Matching other people's prices is not a strategy. It's outsourcing your leadership and decision making because you have no idea what's behind their price. You don't know their profit margins. You don't know their business model. You don't know their conversion rate. You don't know if they're happy, and you don't know if they're burnt out. You also don't know if their course is a feeder to a high ticket program. You don't know if they have a massive list that makes low pricing profitable. And you don't know if they are also quietly panicking because they're selling volume offers and they can't keep up. So when you copy someone else's price, you're not studying the market or doing research, you're inheriting their constraints. And then you wonder why your course doesn't feel like it fits your life, or why you need to sell so many to make it feel stable, why you don't have enough money left over after you've paid out, you know, team support, software, ads, platform fees to actually reinvest into your growth. And so undercutting, which is what a lot of yoga teachers do because it feels safe, puts you into a race to the bottom that you'll never win because the internet always has someone willing to be cheaper. You didn't become an online yoga business owner to be the cheapest option. You became a business owner to create impact and to create freedom and to build something that lets you teach yoga for the long term without sacrificing your body and your energy levels and your life. So if you're pricing by comparison, you're allowing the loudest voices in your niche to set the ceiling for what you think is possible. And that is a ceiling that you can break through, but you can only break it when you stop asking, what are other people charging? And you start asking, what is my student's outcome worth? And what level of support and structure do I need to deliver it powerfully? Now, the third trap is what I call the time for value confusion. And this is the one that sounds logical on the surface, which is why it's so common. This is when you price your course based on the hours of content or the length of the course. So you think it's only 4 weeks, so it can't be that expensive, or it's 6 modules, so maybe it's worth this. Or it's just a short course, so it should be under $97. But students do not buy hours, they buy outcomes. Let me say that again in a way that lands. Your student is not paying for your Google Drive folder of videos. Your student is paying for the before and the after. They're paying to move from confused to clear, from inconsistent to steady, from overwhelmed to simplified, from stuck to momentum. From working constantly to having a system. And this is where yoga teachers often underestimate the value of what they do, because you're so skilled at transformation that you forget it is rare. You forget that you can see patterns other people can't see, and that you can hold a process in a way that makes change feel possible. You forget that you have language, tools, frameworks, and lived experience that can save someone years of trial and error. So you look at your course and you see 4 weeks, but the student is looking at it and thinking, if this helps me to stop spinning and finally get to where I want to be, and that changes my entire year, that changes my confidence, that changes my nervous system, that changes my relationships. And if you're thinking, okay, but what if this is not a massive transformation? What if it's just a smaller course? Then we still come back to the same core idea. The value is not the duration. The value is the leverage. A course that gives someone a clear framework, that removes confusion and makes action easier, can be worth way more than a longer program that rambles and just offers yoga classes. A course that gives someone a repeatable process that they can use again and again is worth far more than a library of content that they never finish. So if you're doing content-based pricing, you're accidentally teaching your audience to evaluate your offer like they're buying a Netflix subscription, and that's not what you're selling. You are selling a transformation. Now let's talk about the reframe, because this is where everything shifts. And I want you to feel this shift in your body when you hear it. You price based on the value of the transformation your course delivers, not based on your comfort level or based on what feels polite or based on what you think someone will tolerate paying. And when you understand this, pricing stops being personal and it starts being precise. So let's anchor this into a yoga niche example, because this is where so many yoga teachers underestimate the depth of the work they do. Imagine your course supports a stressed, anxious leader in the workplace. This is someone who has always been a high performer. They are competent, capable, reliable, and trusted. They are the person who gets things done, which is exactly why more and more responsibility keeps landing on their plate. Over time, the workload increases, the deadlines pile up, and the boundaries blur. They start saying yes when they should be saying no. They take work home. They answer emails late at night. They wake up already tense, already behind, already bracing for the day. And on the outside, they still look successful. But on the inside, their nervous system is overloaded. Their energy is shot. Their sleep is disrupted. Their mind never really switches off. And their relationships at home start to suffer because even when they are physically present, mentally, they're still at work. Conversations feel rushed. Patience is thin. They feel guilty for not being more available and frustrated that they can't seem to get on top of things the way that they used to. And here's the part most people miss. This state doesn't just affect their well-being. It starts to affect the quality of their work. Focus drops, creativity shrinks, decision-making becomes reactive instead of strategic. They start making small mistakes that they never used to make, and their confidence wobbles. They feel like they're constantly catching up instead of leading. And this is the person that your yoga course helps. Your course is not a few yoga classes. Your course teaches them how to regulate their nervous system so that they can start thinking clearly again. It teaches them how to release chronic tension from their body so that they can stop carrying work stress into their evenings and weekends. And it teaches them how to create internal boundaries so external boundaries become easier to hold. It helps them to reconnect to their breath, their body, and their capacity to respond instead of react. So over time, this person starts sleeping better. They stop bringing work home every night. They become more present with their partner and their children and their friends, and they feel calmer in meetings. They communicate more clearly. They make better decisions, and they regain a sense of authority that comes from being regulated rather than overwhelmed. That is not a 4-week yoga course. That is a nervous system reset that impacts every part of their life. And when you start pricing from this perspective, the value becomes obvious. What is it worth for someone to feel calm in their body again? What is it worth for them to stop living in this constant state of pressure and urgency? What is it worth for their relationships to improve because they are no longer emotionally and physically drained every single evening? What is it worth for their work performance to stabilize, for their confidence to return, for their energy to last throughout the day without crashing? For many people, that transformation is worth thousands because the cost of not addressing it is far higher. Burnout, health issues, relationship breakdown, career stagnation, chronic stress that slowly erodes their quality of life. And this is why pricing on hours or weeks or content length completely misses the point. You are not selling that. You are selling regulation, presence, capacity, sustainability. You are selling the ability for someone to function at a high level without destroying themselves in the process. And when you price based on the value of that transformation, the price makes sense to the right person. And just as importantly, it allows you to show up fully as the guide and the teacher and the space holder that your students need. There is also something crucial that happens on the student side when the price reflects the value. When someone invests meaningfully, they commit differently. They take the practices seriously. They prioritize the work and they stop half trying and start fully engaging. And that level of commitment dramatically increases the likelihood of results. So pricing is not just about income, it's about alignment. It aligns the student's level of commitment with the depth of the work. It aligns your energy with the delivery of the course, and it aligns the perceived value of yoga and what it truly offers, which is not surface level relief, but profound system-wide change. Your confidence in your pricing creates confidence in your buyer. And when you speak about your offer as a genuine solution to a real and costly problem, you remove the hesitation. You help the right people recognize themselves in what you're actually offering because you're speaking their language and why it actually matters. So when you price your course, the question is not, what do I feel comfortable charging? The question is, what is this transformation worth to the person who desperately needs it? And what price allows me to deliver it with integrity, energy, and clarity? When you answer that honestly, pricing stops feeling heavy. And it starts feeling clean. So if you've been underpricing, I want you to know something encouraging. Underpricing is not a permanent identity. It's a phase a lot of people move through, and it's often the phase where you learn the most about what your students need, what your offer needs, and where your leadership edge is. But if you want your online business to grow and you want your courses to sell steadily and you want to build something that supports your life, you have to graduate out of pricing based on fear, comparison, or time, and step into pricing based on transformation. Because you can't build a freedom-based business with scarcity-based pricing. And you cannot expect your students to invest confidently in you if you're not willing to stand confidently behind the value of what your course actually delivers. So now you know the one thing that yoga teachers should never do when pricing courses. Do not price based on what you think you're worth. Price based on what the transformation is worth to your students. Now, even if you price correctly, you might still be wondering, can a online yoga business actually make $10,000 a month? Or is that just something that coaches throw around to sell their programs? I just recorded another training where I break down what $10,000 months look like in a grounded way and the three specific things that yoga teachers who hit that milestone are doing differently behind the scenes. Listen to that training next and I'll see you there. You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.